Good morning. I'm Queen Akim, and this is a California Report.
If you build it, he will come.
That, of course, is from the movie Field of Dreams, but it now applies to the city of Inglewood. Late last night, the city council approved a plan for an NFL stadium. Inglewood's moving forward without a team, but St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke is part of the development group, and they hope to start construction this year. The vote means a stadium plan will not have to face a vote at the ballot.
It's our time to have wage equality once and for all and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
That's Patricia Arquette at the Academy Awards, and that was also the inspiration for the introduction of a bill that strengthens California's equal pay law. The bill's been in the works for a while, but Senator Hannah Beth Jackson of Santa Barbara said she was inspired by Arquette to introduce it yesterday. The bill requires employers to pay the same salary for people doing comparable work, although their titles might be different. So, for example, a housekeeper would be paid the same as a janitor. Here's a sobering fact. 1 in 4 foster kids in the state are receiving powerful psychotropic drugs. That was the subject of a Senate hearing in Sacramento yesterday. KQED's Julie Small brings us more.
Former foster kids and public health officials painted a stark picture at a Senate hearing Tuesday. Iris Hoffman lived in a group home in her teens.
I remember lining up with more than half of the girls that I was in group home settings with to receive our meds, then proceed to class. Sleep through our first few classes, dozing off. This is more than half of us.
Experts told the committee panel that, in fact, half the children in group homes run by the state are medicated. California does require juvenile courts to authorize psychotropic medications for any foster care child. But Bill Grimm with the Oakland office of the National Center for Youth Law said judges don't always have all the tools.
The problem with that is that the court wasn't given any guidance nor support in making those decisions.
At Tuesday's hearing, senators discussed reform bills that would establish new protocols for when kids could be medicated and for how long. Will Lightborn heads California's Department of Social Services, which oversees the foster care system.
There's very deep concern about the volume. The question becomes not to say all usage is inherently wrong.
California is in the process of overhauling the entire foster care system to better respond to an individual child's needs. But Lightborn said those changes will take time. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.
Lots of Californians are feeling priced out of the housing and rental markets, especially in big cities. And the squeeze has gotten worse in part after a $1 billion state and local program that helped fill in the gaps was phased out starting in 2012. Now state lawmakers are trying to change that. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk has more.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Heidi, good to see you. Thank you for letting us welcome you into your new home.
Oh, thank you.
Jennifer Modesto and Heidi Runyon are some of the lucky ones. The San Francisco women beat out thousands of other tenants to score an apartment in a beautiful new high-rise smack dab in downtown San Francisco. In this building, units are going for $4,000 or even $5,000 a month. Yet Jennifer Modesto and her roommate are paying about $1,000 a month after winning a housing lottery for those with low incomes.
I thought we would have to leave because everything here is so expensive and there was nothing really affordable for a student. And for her, she works in a hotel. So, I mean, it wasn't really realistic for us to be moving into a two-bedroom downtown. But this happened, so now it's affordable for us.
But local government officials say they're struggling to provide these sorts of opportunities. The largest pool of state money for affordable housing dried up several years ago when Governor Jerry Brown and the legislature abolished local redevelopment agencies. Brown said the program took money away from schools and other important public programs and that some cities and counties were abusing it. But the need hasn't gone away. In fact, it's actually gotten worse as the economy recovers, says Oakland's housing director, Michelle Bird, with a wait that can last up to 3 years.
It should be very clear by now that, you know, the loss of redevelopment has had a significant impact on the ability for jurisdictions to continue to produce affordable housing. We know for a fact that we have cut our production 3/4.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee, and local officials from around the state are pushing Sacramento for solutions, and some are beginning to take shape. the governor wants to earmark $200 million from the state's cap-and-trade program for affordable housing near transit. And last year, he signed legislation to allow cities and counties to borrow against future tax revenues in specific project areas if a supermajority of nearby property owners support the plan. Experts say those are good steps, but they won't fill the hole left by the demise of redevelopment. Perhaps the most ambitious solution yet comes today from Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins. It could pump hundreds of millions of dollars back into affordable housing development, in part through tax incentives for developers. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee says the proposal is long overdue.
Knowing that the governor is not interested in bringing back redevelopment in that form, we need financial tools that they could allow us. And we can do it. We just need those additional tools.
Lee says building housing that lower and middle class Californians can afford is crucial to the state's economic success.
The state wants cities like ours to be successful. We are economic drivers for the entire state of California. If we can't house people here, we're going to lose a lot of talent.
The question is whether Governor Jerry Brown will support anything that costs the state extra money. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, February 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation. Ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.